Welcome to the Sultry Beauty Podcast. This is Nisha Foster, owner of Sultry Beauty. Today is Monday, November the 12th. Thank you for tuning in today. On Mondays, as you guys know, Sultry Beauty is closed, so we are going to try to bring you a podcast every Monday on different topics, talking about beauty and beauty products. Everything is very not filtered. This is just the raw, uncut version of the beauty industry within Sultry Beauty. Today we are going to discuss marketing. As you guys know, we do offer training courses. We offer beauty products, beauty services, and training courses. So we are coming up on a new lash extension and lash lift training, November the 17th and 18th. The class is actually full, and I'm happy about that. And this month I did not a lot of paid marketing, so I definitely want to talk about marketing. I have been writing down all of the tools that I've been using for marketing and seeing where my money is going, where people are finding Sultry Beauty. And this month I didn't have to pay for marketing, guys. I've done a lot of Google ads, a lot of Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Craigslist, Eventbrite, Groupons. I have put myself out there, not I, but Sultry Beauty. I put Sultry Beauty out there on so many different platforms. And this month, I just got people calling, just inquiring about the class. I didn't do a lot of marketing. I did some posting on Instagram and on Facebook with hashtags, and that's about it. But I didn't pay for any marketing this month. So I think that me putting in the work from the previous months of marketing, pay ad marketing, that people are just still inquiring about the classes. So you have to do the footwork, guys. You have to put yourself out there on different platforms to be found for services, or if you're offering training, or if you are, or if you're selling something, you have to put yourself out there on different platforms. It's not just about Instagram. It's not just about Facebook. You have to find other creative ways to market yourself on different platforms so people can reach you. The last class, not the November class, but October class, I had a girl who found me on Pinterest. I started the Pinterest maybe about 2 months ago, and she reached out inquiring about the class. I posted some pictures of the class. I did some hashtags, and she found me on there. So that was another good tool. We know that Pinterest, well, if you don't know, let me give you a marketing gem, that Pinterest is actually the number one marketing tool for businesses to post different pictures of their work, of their products that they're selling, and potential customers go on there looking for ideas. So when they find your service or product or course that you're offering, they automatically click on it and it goes to your website. So you want to put as much information on your site about your services, about whatever you're offering. You want to make sure that you're putting yourself out there and giving them a good description and detail, or having contact information for them to reach you. Because I posted on Pinterest about a month ago, and I got a client and a student from Pinterest, and that's free marketing, guys. So that's a little bit of marketing today. I'm just going to hit you with different gems here and there. Next Monday, we're going to come back and talk about something else in the beauty industry. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for my clients. I'm grateful for the students that sign up for the class, and just being a part of the beauty industry and being a part of something amazing and making people feel good and putting other women in opportunities to make money. So this is good. If you are interested in any beauty services or training courses, please go to the website at mysultrybeauty.com, or you can reach us at 310-770-3488. You guys have a good day, and I am looking forward to talking to you guys soon. Thank you.